In the 1940s and 50s, the Balinese Room in Galveston was one of the few nightclubs and gambling casinos operating openly in Texas. Gambling and liquor sales were criminalized in the early 20th century, but it was not until 1957, when the Texas Rangers closed down Galveston, that these practices were driven underground. In 1942, Galveston barbers, turned bootleggers, Sam and Rosario Maceo, opened the Balinese Room at the end of a long pier. Galveston's piers were elaborately engineered. Some were 2 and 3 stories high. They urbanized the beach, enabling men in suits and ladies with hats and gloves to get near the waves and the Gulf breeze while remaining above the sand and moisture. The Balinese Room was top drawer with gambling and big-name entertainments such as Frank Sinatra and Jack Benny. Locating it on a pier, with only one means of access, provided a little extra protection from intermittent raids on what was technically a private club. When officers entered the street front of the 500-foot-long pier, the doorman signaled management with a concealed buzzer. The band in the dining room at the far end of the pier would strike up "The Eyes of Texas." Patrons would jump to their feet, impeding the officers and giving staff time to stash gambling equipment in the separate gaming room. The Balinese Room's long dining room preserves the 1940s Hollywood South Seas theme. Gilded bamboo panels frame rattan-surfaced walls, the bar, and the coved ceiling. Structural columns framing the stage are masked as palm trees with drooping copper fronds. Colorful Polynesian murals contribute to the exotic decor. The Balinese Room survives without gambling. Leased from the state of Texas, it was rejuvenated by Houston lawyer Scott Arnold in 2002. Once again, it resounds with music and good times above the Gulf of Mexico.